What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
And the 1-2 pitch coming up to the Cardinal right fielder, Walker, and he swings and misses. Strike three, and this ball game comes to an end. Kinley finishes up a Colorado Rockies victory here in Denver as the Rockies win the series by a score of 6-0 here today.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
You really couldn't have a much worse post-All-Star break than the Cardinals have had. It just has not gone particularly well. And they lose a series to the Colorado Rockies, who are going to be, maybe, unless they go on a tear, unless they keep playing the Cardinals.
They just started one.
Yeah, they just started a tear. They were on pace to be even worse than last year's White Sox, which was the worst baseball team in history. So at any rate, Cardinals go to Colorado. They drop 2 of 3. Now they got the Padres coming up. It is Matt Pauly, the host of Sports Open Line. Redbird Rush Hour at 5 o'clock every weekday when Cardinals baseball does not interfere. Interfere is not the right word. It's more like preempt. Preempt is a better word. So Redbird Rush Hour at 5 o'clock and pre- and post-game coverage. It's Matt Pauly with us. What the hell, Matt?
Yeah, that was just so Pajeski comes back playing that song.
I know.
And then both you and Amy dropped the whelp, basically.
Yeah, what do you want us to do?
It was radio gold there for a moment.
Well, I just want to say thank you, Matt, that I tried. Picture me last night thinking, you know what? I'm going to watch the Cardinals replay today.
No.
And turned it on the old TV there, made myself an electrolyte drink, and turned it off like 5 minutes later because it was the worst.
You need electrolytes to watch the Cardinals lately.
Oh, my gosh.
This is...
It's not... Here's what I had this very insightful insight, Matt, yesterday.
Insightful insight.
And that was that winning is fun. Winning is really, really fun. And the correlative to that is that losing is not as much fun.
Correlative, wow. That's a big word. Don't go, no word of corollary, just go correlative. Okay. Is that a word?
It's the adjectival form.
Correlative.
Amy likes to illustrate to you how much words she knows.
No, it's not about how much words I know.
She loves to know all about the, tell you, look at the word I know. You idiots don't know.
Well, here's the thing. If my insightful insight is that it's fun to win, I at least need to have an extensive vocabulary to make it sound like I'm saying something different than I said yesterday.
So it's like a makeup call.
That's right.
It's like makeup call.
Yeah.
Cardinals need a lot of makeup calls, apparently, because something is... I know. This season was not supposed to be competitive, but then it started off to be competitive.
That's the problem. Yeah. We had hope. We really did.
Expected it to continue to be competitive. And look, I mean, they're only 3.5 out of a wild card, but it just, the arrow is not pointing up. So
I may have,
go ahead.
I may have said this the other day on when I did the, I don't know, I've said it a few times lately, the Shawshank Redemption line of hope is a dangerous thing. Like that's what's happening here. And it's really frustrating because,
well, the Cardinals are getting busy dying. That's what's going on right now.
They're all right. Get busy living, get busy dying. We can do all kinds of Shawshank stuff if we need to. Yeah. And I, you know, there's a lot of people who are kind of taking a lap here on, well, you knew this was going to happen and they weren't actually as good as they showed at the beginning of the season. Like, I don't know if I buy that. I still kind of feel like what they did earlier was real, but over 162 games, there's a lot of roadways that you can turn down or a lot of alleys you can go down and they get really bad. And it feels like the Cardinals have done just that here recently where it's gone bad and they're just not playing good base. When Oliver Marmol says at the end of the game yesterday, that's the worst game they've played all season long, that says a lot. Like we don't need to say much when Ollie is willing to say that.
I get the impression, he is. Very clearly, he's frustrated now, and he's been frustrated, and he knew what the gig was going into the year, the trying to get some of these younger players as much time as possible so that you can make an evaluation on them, and you can figure out what you need moving forward. He knew that, but then they start to win, right? And
yeah.
He's also trying to balance that, like making the team good enough to win. Do you feel like the level of frustration from him, as far as you can tell, is getting greater? Or has it been this way for a while? I mean, how would you assess that?
I think it's getting low. I mean, the more you lose, the more you get frustrated. That's going to be any manager. Now, there's other things going on right now with this team, for sure, that is leading to that as well. But yeah, I think the frustration level is going up for him, and it should be. Like if he wasn't getting more and more frustrated by A, the losing, and B, you know, before Fetty gets DFA'd, he's sitting there with a guy, Michael McGreevy, who he knows gives the team a better chance to win every fifth day, but he's not getting that guy on the roster. That's going to be frustrating as well. So, yeah, there is frustration. There should be frustration. And I don't know. He's in a really tough spot, too, because if the organization is talking so much about shifting to 2026 and he's managing for his job, how does he go about that? And then you've got a year that in many ways, I don't know about you, Ronj, but to me, the idea of this being a year where you find out about a bunch of guys, like who have they really found? Like, I think they found out something about Alec Burleson.
Yeah,
because
what do we learn new about him? Isn't he we thought he was?
No, because I think what we saw at the end of the season last year from Burleson, and even at the beginning of this year, made it seem like that this guy might not be somebody who could just put it all together at the big league level. But outside of Burleson and maybe Matthew Liberatore to a certain extent, I feel like most everybody else, either you haven't learned anything or just kind of a confirmation of what you already thought. Like we had seen Victor Scott II struggle from an offensive standpoint. We've seen Nolan Gorman and Lars Nootbaar not be able to stay on the field. Like there's just not this. Nobody knows anything about Jordan Walker still. Like there's so many times this year we've heard, oh, we got to learn something about Jordan Walker. Well, guess what? You're not going to know a darn thing about Walker because he's still super young. And there's still a lot of inconsistencies, and we'll see what happens next year. So just this idea that they've actually tried to learn stuff this year, I would push back that they've actually learned that much.
Did they learn? Is it potentially fair to say that they learned that Nolan Gorman is this? Like, this is it? Like, you're not thinking you're going to expect anything bigger out of Nolan Gorman and say, okay, well, maybe we move on because this is Nolan Gorman. Or at least that's who he's going to be here.
Who is that though? Because he's been two different guys this year. His numbers over the last month or so before he got injured were absolutely fantastic. You could make the argument that he was the best hitter for the Cardinals for the month before his injury. He had an almost 900 OPS in the month of June, whereas he had a a 583 OPS going into the month of June. So I don't know even who that is.
If Bernie Miklas has said, you know, multiple times, sell, sell, sell. Those are the three lessons we've learned recently for the Cardinals. Is there anyone that's untouchable for you right now with this roster?
With this roster? No.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I think if anybody's untouchable, it's like J.J. Weatherholt. He's not even
right.
here.
Right, he's
you
not
know,
here.
That, yeah, no, yeah. When Amy said this roster, I'm only the major league roster.
Because Weatherholt's like the one... I don't want to say the one bright light, but I mean, I was listening to some of the, I guess it was yesterday, the minor league broadcast where the minor leaguers were like, well, this is the one hope for the Cardinals this year is Weatherholt. That's what they said on their broadcast.
Because he just got another home run. It's what, four and eight games?
He had two home runs yesterday. His second one went like 445 feet, so that would have been the longest home run. Right now, Wilson Contreras hit one 443. So, yeah, Weatherholt's home run yesterday would be the longest home run hit by a Cardinal this year. Now, if J.J. Weatherholt doesn't exist, Mason Winn, to me, maybe is untouchable. Mm-hmm. But because Weatherholt can play shortstop, I'm not jumping for the team to trade Mason Winn. Don't take it that way. But if you just get blown away by an offer, I don't think anybody's off the table right now.
That's a really bad place to be. It's worse than I thought it was going to feel, because you want to have at least one or two players that you say, mm-hmm. absolutely not, you can't get rid of this guy. You know, and the Cardinals don't have that right now. So should we take that as the future is not bright, or the immediate future? And I mean like 26 and 27, or is this something, in your opinion, that can be turned around relatively quickly, provided there's no work stoppage after next year? You know, I was really putting you on the spot.
I don't know. The talent is not there right now. And I don't really know how long it's going to take for the talent to get there. Now, there is a ton of money coming off the books. So if they want to jump into the deep end a little bit more on some free agent spending, they can do that. But the St. Louis Cardinals are always going to have to be built through cost-controlled players. And then you just pick and choose your spots of free agency. Now, I say all that to say this. The Cardinals were in contention for, you know what, over half the season, so it feels like they shouldn't be that far away. And still, to this right, it is not impossible for them to be a playoff team this year. Right now, it looks very, 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 very unlikely. But in terms of where they're at in the wild card race, they're not out of this thing. If they decide that they want to pull a Detroit where they sell off at the deadline and then all of a sudden start playing great baseball, they can still do that, and there's still a path to the postseason. So it's a really weird thing right now, because on paper, the team just doesn't look great. You know, I talk about it all the time. Right now, especially with Gorman on the injury list and Nootbaar on the injury list, but more so Gorman because Nootbaar hasn't really hit this year, you feel comfortable with your top four hitters in your lineup, Donovan, Herrera, Burleson, Contreras. But then after that, the five on, there's just not enough offensive production. They're not scoring enough runs, and it doesn't feel like they have a roster right now that can fix that problem. And then you add in the fact that their starting pitching has been some of the worst starting pitching in all of Major League Baseball this season. Mm. It's just, we are at a low point right now for 2025 for St. Louis Cardinals baseball.
Oh, this is great. Well, there is Cardinals baseball later on tonight. It is a 5:50 pregame show with Matt Pauly. Prior to that, though, Redbird Rush Hour at 5. So Cardinals talk at 5, 5:50 pregame, 6:45 first pitch, Cardinals and Padres at Busch Stadium tonight.
Big series. Look,
it is still a big series, yes.
Yeah, huge.
They can make up a lot of ground here if they don't stink.
Go take 3 out of 4 from San Diego, and things look really, really different. It's just hard to imagine that happening when the Colorado Rockies just got a shutout victory for the first time in 220 games.
Oh, man.
Against who?
Oh, what? Well, funny you should ask.
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough.
All right, Matt Pauly, we will be listening. The Cardinals, who right now are 3.5 games behind the Padres in the wild card race. Giants and Reds are in between them. Reds are in front of the Cardinals in the standings, just so you know. Matt, thank you.
You bet.
Yo, Pauly, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
Also, don't forget, Gas House Gang, coming up at 12 o'clock, Bernie Miklas and me. We will have Will Leach on the show. We will have Danny Cox, former Cardinals pitcher, on the show. And then Padres manager and former Cardinals manager Mike Schilt will join the show today. Gas House Gang from 12 until 1 on 104.1 FM KMOX.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
Be an artist.
Be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Yes, how could that be the worst game they played all year when in Pittsburgh they lost 3 in a row, 3 shutouts to them? I would think that is the worst series, worst games they played all year. I think somebody, Marble, Mozeliak, need to look in the mirror and say, what we've done with this team is not enough. Thank you.
Joe, appreciate the voice message on the Odyssey app, and we are going to run that by Ali Marble.
Can I note, though, that Joe had a pretty good radio voice? He kind of sounded like he was reporting. He had that sing-song, like just a hint of a sing-song.
And also, he raises a good point. I know Ali said yesterday that was the worst loss of the year, but that Pirates series, pretty bad, too. And I guess it's splitting hairs at this point, but the Cardinals have just played in the last month some pretty rotten baseball, and that sucks.
It's like if you had food poisoning twice in the past month, which one was the worst?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. They're both food poisoning.
Also, feel free at any time to leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app like Joe did.
Other
than that, though, it was a great voice message. He had a great voice.
On Tuesday at 12 o'clock, we will talk to Ali Marble.
You're such a boob.
12
you
o'clock.
You are such a boob. Joe took the time.
From 12 to 12:30, we'll talk to Ali Marble.
Marble.
Yes. Phil.
Ali Marlboro.
Was it Marlboro? I bet you know what? Ali's probably going back into the tunnel during games having a smoke because he can't stand it anymore. He's like, I can't watch this anymore. He's gonna go have a Marlboro Red.
Marble.
Well, now you know what? Now I'm gonna call him Ali Marble. Now I can't say it. Like the same way you called him Newt Larsbar.
I love calling him Newt Larsbar.
It sounds right now.
So well,
you have
sometimes
messed me up.
Well, I've messed myself up. Sometimes I almost say it when we're having a real conversation about him.
About Newt Larsbar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we'll mess you up too.
What?
Just
Hulk Hogan died?
Well, yes, but I want to get this out because I want to ruin everyone else's day. Having tutored kids and like even like little kids who say words wrong. If you have little kids that say the word ambulance and binoculars enough, you're not going to know how to say it right.
Is it the same as nuclear?
Yes, nuclear. I got up my binoculars and I saw the ambulance. Oh. You're not going to be able to say ambulance now.
Come on, kid. Get it together. Just no excuse for you to be pronouncing it like that.
I will say this. It's like when Rachel Zimmerman on the Glover Show called him the Hamburglar.
I don't remember this.
They call him the Hamburglar. And now it sounds right.
All right. See, now that's going to be. I had a really bad. I can't even repeat it. I can't repeat it. Because I had a really bad one like 15, 20 years ago.
Like it was
talking about sports.
In a props?
Yeah. I was trying to say blown saves and I didn't say the right thing. It was bad. Just play around with those two words and you can figure out what I said on accident. Jeez. It was really because I heard Charlie Steiner say it and we used to play it over and over again and it got in my head and then I said it one time.
It gets in your head and that's what's so scary. But I do think Hamburglar sounds right now.
So we found out right before the news at the top of the hour at 12 o'clock that Hulk Hogan passed away. And that was a big part of my... We interviewed him about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
It was prior to the his appearance at the Republican National Convention ahead of the election last year. But we talked to him, and he was part of my childhood because I got into wrestling, you know? And he gave us some good advice, I think.
You guys, be cool and eat fruit. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Did he say be cool and eat fruit? That's what he said.
Be cool and eat fruit.
He said, be cool and eat fruit.
He's not wrong.
No, he's that's
you know,
good
when
for
it's,
you.
It's hard to eat when it's this hot.
Yeah.
A lot of times your appetite goes down. You know what I had last night? Some grapes. It was refreshing. I'm not a big fruit person. But when it's this hot, I can use some strawberries and grapes.
I have gone on a red grape only tear for many, many years.
Yeah, but you're a big fruit guy.
I love fruit.
Yeah.
And then about 3 months ago, I had some green grapes. And I got to tell you, man, they are green grapes are strong.
Do you want me to change your life? Have you had cotton candy grapes? Life changing. I don't know how they taste like cotton candy, but they do. They don't always have them in stock. Not every grocery store carries them. But
are they injecting them with sugar?
No. No,
they just grow naturally like that.
Mm-hmm. When I say they're so good, you'll eat the entire bunch.
Is that the kind of fruit that Hulk was talking about, brother?
Maybe. I mean, I had an apple yesterday, too. Wow. When I say I never eat fruit, I'm not a fruit person. Love vegetables. Live on vegetables. Don't eat a lot of fruit.
I love fruit.
Bananas are too much.
I love melons. Melons are my favorite fruit. Any kind of melon.
Didn't Bill Clinton say that?
Hell, I don't know.
Maybe Saturday Night Live Bill Clinton.
Well, he does.
I know.
We know he does. I love any watermelon, cantaloupe, melon.
Ew.
honeydew.
No,
I love them all.
You do not like honeydew.
Yes, I do.
You are the bottom feeder of
you're
fruit
wrong. Listen,
eaters.
Nope, stop. If you find a good honeydew, it is better than everything else.
False.
There is nothing better than a good honeydew. Now, a bad honeydew is bad. But if you get a good one, there is no fruit that's better.
I'm telling you right now. I'm a citrus fan. I like the citrus. I don't like tart fruits. Like, I don't like tart blackberries, tart blueberries. But citrus?
Love
it's
citrus.
Hard on your teeth, though.
Love citrus. Texter says, oh, Amy, once again, you could not be more wrong. You are a huge fruit person. I don't know what that means, but it sounds like an insult.
I don't know. I mean, maybe they know me better than I know myself, and I just love... I love berries and citrus, and bananas are dense, though.
And another texter tells us champagne grapes. They must be delicious. I don't know what champagne grapes.
I'm going to try those. I think I've heard of those.
And we're told about Bing cherries.
Oh, yeah. Bing cherries are good.
I don't know what that is.
Those are good.
Hmm.
They're just cherries.
Okay. They didn't do a duet with David Bowie. Bing.
Go.
Is that who, that's who that is. Bing cherry. Didn't he do a duet? A Christmas duet?
He did.
All right. When we come back, the Midday Midlife continues this week. We're going to have a conversation with Julie Tristan from KZK and Y98. And we'll talk about the challenges of dating somebody who has their own children when you don't, because that does apply to a lot of people. We'll talk to Julie next on KMOX.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX, or is it Y98? It's very difficult to tell because we have Julie Tristan in studio with us right now. Julie, how are you doing?
Or KZK, because I'm on both stations.
Oh my gosh, you're everywhere.
And now I'm on Cable X.
And how are you doing both at the same time?
I can't reveal my secrets.
I can tell you what, though. Every time I get my nails done, every time I go to the dentist, every time I go grocery shopping, it's the voice.
She's on in the lobby.
Julie Tristan.
That makes me really happy and excited.
But you are everywhere.
She's Thanks
everywhere.
For having me. I'm so excited to be on this big, amazing show.
Okay.
She doesn't know, does she?
No, she does not. She's just now about to find out. She's like, I've heard so much. This sucks. No.
She was walking through the newsroom and people are like, oh, where are you? Where are you going? Well, I'm going on the Chris and Amy show. And I'm sure you got a lot of like strange looks. Like, why is she lowering herself to join Chris and Amy?
So everybody knows you as being really nice around. You're so nice, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody knows that about. So when you're not nice, what do you do? Like, how do we know when you're not nice?
I don't think I'm nice ever. Like, so I don't know why people think I'm so nice all the time.
What?
You always win the nice award.
We have awards at Odyssey, St. Louis, and she wins every one every quarter.
I do, but you should ask my brother how nice I am, and he will not agree with that award.
Well, you're never going to believe who we have behind that door.
Jason, you jerk, come in here. I'm just
so
kidding.
Julie, as you know, we've been doing the midday midlife all week long, talking about the issues that we face when we're 35, 40, 45, because it's a pretty weird time in life. I was saying, you know, you could be 43 and have a kid in college, or you could have a brand new baby, you know, or you could be getting married for the first time or the second time, or taking care of little kids or taking care of your parents. And so yesterday we talked about, well, at this time, you know, there's divorce and at this age, you see that maybe you're getting back into the dating world. And if you're dating at this age, there's a chance you might be dating someone who has kids, which can be an intimidating factor. Ron, you said you never even thought about it for a
while.
Didn't
even consider it until I moved here. I'm like, well, I guess that's what there is.
But whatever you would like to share, you were dating someone with kids. Now you guys are happily married.
Yep.
Kind of like maybe walk us through. Was that something you had been always open to or not open to? Or because there's a lot that goes into it when it's not just you and the significant other.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank God for divorce, because I got to have my husband because his ex-wife did not see his worth like I do. So I love divorce. I'm like, yes, I get to have this man now. He's all mine. You lost him. Now he's mine.
Clip that audio clip.
Isn't divorce the best?
Divorce is the best, man. And so I had never dated a guy with kids. He was my very first guy that I've dated with children. I always just like found guys, I guess, somehow without kids. Mm-hmm. And then when I started dating him, I was like, okay, well, this is different. And so then I didn't meet the kids until probably like 6 months into our relationship. Mm-hmm. And the kids are great. The older one is, he took the divorce very hard. And if he could have his way, he would have his parents back together.
Yeah.
And my joke always is, whenever I first moved in with my husband, he used to call me the stranger. He's like, there's a stranger living in my house. And my husband is awesome. He goes, that's not a stranger. That's my wife.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you for sticking up for me with this freaking kid.
That's so hard, though.
It is hard.
That's emotional.
It is hard. I was just telling my friends, I was like, just like the guy is like, okay, well, I'm going to wait to introduce you to like my kids. Mm. I feel like I should get to meet the kids earlier so I can decide if I want to continue this relationship based on these children, because it is very difficult. Kids make the world very difficult, especially when they're not your children.
That's really interesting, because assumption is most people do it the other way around.
Yeah.
You meet the person, you figure out if you like the person, then you get introduced to the kids because, you know, you don't want to get there too early and then the kids maybe get attached to you and then it doesn't work out and then they get confused, right?
Yeah.
So that's a really tough balance to reach, is trying to figure out when to meet them, but also meet them soon enough that you can make a decision.
Right.
For yourself.
And I met him when I was 41 and he was like 39, I think. Mm-hmm. And And I never had a kid. And so I was like thinking, oh, you know, I wanted my career. I wanted to, like, when I was a kid, I wanted a good career and I wanted to help rescue dogs. Like, that was my dream as a kid, never to be a mom. I was just figured I would because you're a woman and that's what you're supposed to do, obviously. And then I just like accomplished those goals, helped a lot of dogs, have a great career. And then I just never really met the right guy. I was engaged before and that broke up. And I dated this guy for 8 years and he cheated on me. And so I kissed a lot of frogs to find this prince finally. Yeah. But then I find this prince, like the most amazing guy. He's a firefighter, so he helps other people. And then I was like, okay, well, this is the guy. I'm going to have a kid now, you know, because that's what you're supposed to do. And I was like, might as well. And I always thought it'd be cool to see what my kid would look like. So let's have one. But then he was like, kids are really hard and I don't want any more. So that's something that I, you know, continue to deal with and try to be okay with the fact that I don't get to have a kid because he doesn't want any more. And there's a really good book for a lot of women who are older that don't have kids. It's very basically called Women Without Kids. Mm-hmm. It's by author Ruby Harrington. And it helps you kind of come to terms with the fact that you're going to be one of those women that don't have children of your own. And she said something interesting. She said 80%, which is a huge number of women that don't have children, don't have them for a situational reason. They were sick. Their body couldn't do it. They tried IVF. It didn't work.
Yep.
Maybe they didn't meet somebody. Maybe they met somebody. And like me, he didn't want to have any more kids. So there's only 20% of women without kids that were like, this is what I don't want them. But a lot of women, most of them, they just couldn't have it for one reason. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's a very tough thing for women to come to terms with, because you're raised with, you're going to grow up, you're going to get married, you're going to have kids. And then when you don't, you're like, hold on a minute.
So how are you navigating that? That you've got this guy that you really, really love, right?
Yeah.
And you would never give him up.
Right.
But also you have this other thing that you now would like to have done and you're not going to get that. I mean, how are you balancing that?
Therapy. Like my therapist. Mm-hmm. I go through like waves of it, you know, where you're like, okay with it. And then something will bubble up and then you're like, gosh, like this is it, you know? Whenever he told me he didn't want to have kids, I was like, well, I'm not going to let you stop me from having kids. Let me go talk to like the IVF direction and maybe I'll get a sperm donor and do it without you. And so I talked to the IVF people and they're like, well, you know, when you get over 40, it gets really hard. They're like, you have a less than 5% chance if you did IVF. Each time you do it, it's like $20,000. She said you could do it 3 times and be out 60 grand and still not have a kid. So, yeah. And then I'd be doing it by myself because he doesn't really want one. Yeah. So,
and it's an emotional and physical toll.
Exactly.
Having friends who have done it. It sounds so easy when we throw phrases out there like IVF, but the hormones you have to take, what it does to your body emotionally, financially, everything. It's a huge.
Oh, two of my best friends are doing it now. It's a lot.
Right.
It is a lot.
So again, and gosh, we could talk to you for a long time about this, but dealing with having kids of your own, or, you know, deciding not to have kids of your own situationally, but even now, not being their mom, and every situation is different with how much the mom's involved or in the picture or not in the picture. But did you have to talk about house rules and expectations for the kids, and what are your expectations and what are his? Because you can't go in and be the strictest person, but what if you're stricter than the mom and dad?
Yeah,
I mean, so how did you handle that?
It's definitely was a difficult adjustment because my parents were. Well, my mom was very strict.
Yeah.
But like not in a difficult way.
Yeah.
In a don't act like a fool and you won't be in trouble, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like my husband and I are on the same page a lot with how we parent the children, because I also get to parent them when they're over there because they live under my roof now too. And I don't want to have to deal with some crazy child cussing or doing whatever they want. So when they come over our house, my husband and I have similar parenting styles, which sounds weird because it's like I'm a parent, you know, from like a couple of years ago. but
do you think you'd almost have to have similar styles to acquire children that aren't yours? You know, similar styles to the dad already, right? Because you can't be completely different than him.
Because my best friend got married and she was more strict than her husband was because he's like, oh, I don't feel like dealing with it. And she's like, no, they can't, like, they have to do chores. You can't say bad words. You have to be a good person. And they butted heads a lot when it comes to the kids. Kids can really just cause relationships to fail. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hate saying that, but it's so true. Like, the only time me and my husband get in arguments, usually it's around the children. Mm-hmm. Not around the children, but about the kids or about the ex-wife. I wouldn't recommend that at all. Because whenever they have kids, you're dealing with the mother all the time.
Right, right, right.
She will never go away.
Yeah.
Man, I hope she's listening.
I think it's so important.
No, I'm never going to tell
her. Hey, go away, lady.
Julie, I think it's so important, though, because so many people...
You're listening. Go away. Yeah, leave Julie alone.
There's that nice Julie again, being nice again.
No, but people think, love conquers all. Yeah. No, it doesn't. No. It doesn't conquer kids and an ex-wife. Like, I mean, just being honest, it is so complicated. And I agree with what you said about needing to be aligned because, you know, even if you are stricter, and I don't even like that word, like you said, because it seems like it's being strict, imposing rules just for the heck of it, but it's no, here's what you think is best for kids. Then once you start having relationships, you build a relationship with those kids, mm-hmm. you care about them, you love them, you want rules and expectations because you want them to thrive. And then if you see what you believe to be self-destructive behavior, mm-hmm. and you can't say anything or don't feel that you have the right to say something, that's really
difficult. And I hate that, to even think about that. Like, you don't have the right to say anything like that. It's really annoying and frustrating.
Yeah.
Also, you can't just let them walk all over you because they belong to somebody else and you don't want to upset them.
Exactly.
Like, you're still a human and they got to treat you right.
You have to walk this weird line whenever they're not your kids. But you still don't want them to treat you a certain way.
Right.
Were you nervous about the first time? And I don't know if you've had to put your foot down with them. Have you done that? Were you nervous about it? You know, like, that's an intimidating situation.
It is. It is. I mean, and sometimes you're like, did I put my foot down too much? Yeah. Was I too, like, strict about it? I mean, I probably did, but it is such a learning lesson. Like, I do feel for parents because you have no idea what you're doing. And especially when I just kind of started, it's like, I have no idea what I'm doing either. But sometimes I do have to be like, just kind of let him parent. And then, I don't know, as long as it seems like he's doing making them act right.
Right.
I don't know. So you have to kind of just step back a little bit because they're not your kids.
It's the kind of thing you just probably have to continue to process.
You do.
All the time.
You do.
And it never ends.
Exactly.
You know, because the theme of the week that Amy and I are doing here with the Midday Midlife is you get to this point in your life, you know, 35, 40, 45, and it's almost like you start to have regrets. And I think my contention is 99% of us do, even if we are in a good career, a good situation. Like you've got a great career, great situation.
Yeah.
Do you have those?
For sure. I do regret that I didn't like just have a kid earlier. Just like find some guy and have a kid earlier. You know, that way I would have the kid. But then I'm like, I don't know. You just have to work on, like, is it the worst thing that you don't have a child? Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law is like the sweetest lady ever. And when she was a kid, all she wanted was to grow up and be a mom. She wanted to grow up, be a mom, done and done. That's what she did. I never had that dream. I just figured I would because you're supposed to. That's what we do. So that's what I work on with my therapist. She's like, just because society says every woman is supposed to have a kid, and if you don't, what did you ever really accomplish? Is that really true? I mean, I have had a great career. I'm very involved in nonprofits. Mm-hmm. I've adopted 16 dogs and helped so many senior dogs that were just thrown away by people. And I'm like, doesn't that matter that I've helped something like that just because I don't have a kid? Now I'm like, well, what did you really do? It's just that's what it feels like society says, you know?
As long as you don't feel that way. And that's what you
That's why I go to my therapist, because it bubbles out.
Right.
I'm like, do I know?
Because it's true.
And it's not. I mean, I don't have kids. Yeah. I'm 42. Yeah. And I'm not going to have kids. And I always thought I would. And that was something working through that you realize, oh, my gosh. And like you said, your society kind of puts that pressure on you. But it's like, OK, it's a reassessment that I'm doing right now. It's not going to happen. But I've done a lot. And now my adventure looks different. And that's how I'm viewing it is. The next part of my life is going to be a different adventure. And you've done so many adventures and have so many ahead of you, so many more ahead of you. You have so much you've contributed.
Julie. Thank you. Thank you. You guys need to look at this book, Women Without Kids, Ruby Harrington. It makes you feel so much better about not having kids.
Julie Tristan, we love your perspective. Thank you for coming in and talking to us. And what's it like, 3 months until Christmas tunes start?
That's right. Woo! Exactly.
Yeah. Let's
start next month. Almost August.
Julie Tristan, Y98, KEZK, you're the best. You are so nice. Tell everybody. Tell everybody
Jason,
how nice you are.
She's nice.
Yeah,
James,
she's nice.
Right, Jason. Thanks for letting me on your
Thank
show.
You, Julie.
This is the highlight of my life.
See? I can't tell if she's putting us on or what. Julie Tristan, KZK Y98. This is the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Just a couple of minutes before we got to say goodbye. Gas House Gang is coming up. Bernie Miklas and me. And then it is Will Leach and Danny Cox, former Cardinals pitcher. We got Mike Schiltz, former Cardinals manager, now with the Padres. All of those people will be on the show, which is starting in just about a little less than 10 minutes. So we hope you stick around for that. Oh, by the way, we got to the end of it, Amy. Lost Wax, the band that Jim Belushi is performing with, apparently is a band from Olathe, Kansas.
Olathe, Kansas.
Lost Wax. So Jim Belushi is in town, and he's in St. Charles now, actually, and then he'll be in Pacific at 2 o'clock at that Vertz dispensary, and then tomorrow in the Ozarks, and he's performing with Lost Wax.
Wonder who's driving him around. That's a lot of driving.
Probably
St. Charles to Pacific, Pacific to the Ozarks.
That was here with Belushi's farm.
Think he's driving him?
Yeah, it's got to be.
You
but
think
he was
driving
really
in one of those like farm pickup trucks with the fences around the cab in the back.
I hope so.
You know how the farm pickup trucks have like the wooden fence?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love those.
I do too.
He was really good too. I enjoyed talking to him.
Really
Jim Belushi
interesting.
Came into studio here today.
You brought up, we didn't even talk about his brother John Belushi.
We did not. I wonder if he appreciates it. You know, he had his own career. He was in a lot of movies. He was in a lot of stuff. He's done Blues Brothers stuff. Mm-hmm. I want to ask him about his brother, but sometimes I feel like maybe those people who have famous siblings
get tired of it.
Yeah, get tired of talking about them because they want to talk about their own thing. Like, I'm not just John Belushi's brother, right?
Right, right. Although I will say, I love that it was Dan Aykroyd who gave him the idea to grow weed. To start Belushi Farms. Danny Aykroyd told him to do it.
I think that's great.
That's an ultimate name drop. Well, I started it because old Danny Aykroyd told me to. That's kind of awesome.
Go back and catch that interview. It's on the podcast, Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. Our conversation with Jim Belushi, Major Garrett. We have Julie Tristan on the show. It was a good show. You should go back.
Are you going to talk about Ali Marble?
Ali Marble? Yeah. We're going to talk about Ali Marble when we come back.
Well, he was a great call, though, and he has a great radio voice.
Who was it?
Joe.
Talk
Joe
about
was
who?
Awesome.
Who was he talking about?
He's talking about Ali Marble.
Marble.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.